killed October 6th, 2010, Scott Lynch, Lance Corporal, age 22.
This was Jenny Hines from the Granny Peace Brigade reading the names of the 67 U.S. soldiers from New York killed in the war in Afghanistan. Hugh Bruce, a New York vice president for Veterans for Peace, served in Vietnam in the 1960s.
I was a combat medic, and what I saw convinced me that our country was doing something absolutely absurd and horrible. It was very clear to me that the majority of the population of Vietnam were opposed to what we were doing, and we were trying to impose our will on them and tell them what kind of social system they should have, what kind of government they should have. There was nothing democratic about it at all.
As far as the militarization of our society, is it getting worse or?
It's become absolutely worse because the so-called volunteer army now dilutes the opposition because the argument is, well, if they're there, they wanted to be there. The fact that you have an all-volunteer military force, which many countries have, doesn't mean that you should be a militaristic or an imperialistic power. There's no one at West Point that doesn't know that the Afghan thing is a total disaster. Likewise, the Iraq thing. They were fine before we went in and caused a civil war. Now we go out and we leave the wreckage behind us, same as we did in Vietnam.
What is in your mind the reason why the United States went to Vietnam and now is going into several wars at the same time?
Because wars are profitable for certain corporations. You'd have to ask the heads of Halliburton or Blackwater.
Well, as a matter of fact, WikiLeaks published one video that showed something could be interpreted as a war crime, but then nothing happened.
Keeping Julian Assange alive is probably what should be one of our major projects right now. But when the truth starts leaking out, Americans appear to be the last ones in the world to become cognizant of what's happening. Many people in Eastern and Western Europe take for granted that ours is a criminal enterprise. Can we put an end to that? I think people wanted to with the last presidential election.
Actually, Obama is pretty much pursuing the same policy.
Yeah, essentially so.
If you want to compare the youth of the 60s to today's youth, what would you say?
I think that there's a world of difference in the sophistication of young people today due to the enormously greater sources of information that are available to them. So I don't know that culturally that it's a fair comparison that you can make. Today's young people certainly think of themselves as being better informed. There's been a Daniel Ellsberg, and now there's an Assange, and yes, the amount of information available to people is greater if you want to look for it. On the other hand, if you just want to put on Fox 5 or live your life that way, you can. I don't think most young people really do that. The trouble is that they take for granted what is ethically right, but they don't do anything about it.
And it was definitely an older crowd of veterans and activists which took position on 7th Avenue at 6 p.m. to block rush hour traffic and denounce United States militarism. After resisting the usual police orders to disperse, 12 protesters were arrested. For WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.